From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. On Fridays, crew at the Pagami Creek Fire were focused on securing the fire line and identifying hazards that could make their work more challenging. Hand firing was used to burn out pockets of unburned fuels close to the fire line. Ely area residents and visitors should still expect to see and smell smoke from both the Pagami Creek Fire and several small fires that were detected in the past few days. There were reports of smoke from the fires on Highway 61 between Tofty and Split Rock Lighthouse on Thursday. Smoke has been smelled in Cook County for the past several days. Public safety crews were on the lakes to talk with paddlers and escort them across the portages between Lakes 1 and 2. Paddlers are asked to maintain a safe distance from the shores affected by the fire. Trees with root systems damaged by the fire might fall at any time. Everyone is encouraged to remember that this area is particularly dry and to be careful with fire. Parts of northeastern Minnesota have been without much rain for weeks now, with an officially severe drought spreading in parts of St. Louis, Lake, and Cook counties. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows a spreading area of abnormally dry conditions across northern Minnesota. Streams are dry and lake levels are dropping, and the danger of forest fires spreading is now high across the northern tier of counties. In some places, rainfall totals during the six-week period were among the lowest on record, according to Greg Spodine, assistant state climatologist, in a report released Wednesday. The National Weather Service in Duluth noted that rainfall in many areas has been 3 to 4 inches below normal since late July, while temperatures have been 1 to 2 degrees warmer than normal, which helps speed up the drying process. In northern St. Louis County and northern Lake County, stream flow values rank below the 10th percentile for this time of year, meaning they are this low at this time of year only 1 year out of 10. The National Weather Service noted that much of the region has seen little rain in September, with little chance of any rain until Monday, and that chance is slim. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently announced that the University of Minnesota Sea Grant Program is receiving a $400,000 Great Lakes Restoration Initiative grant. The money will be used to help reduce the rate at which human activities spread aquatic invasive species throughout the Great Lakes region. Aquatic invasive species have been economically and environmentally damaging to the Great Lakes Basin. To curb the damage, Minnesota Sea Grant plans to extend the Great Lakes Sea Grant Network's campaigns to prevent the introduction and spread of harmful non-native plants and animals. Besides adding momentum to the recreational boater campaign, known as Stop Aquatic Hitchhikers and the youthful Nab the Aquatic Invaders, the new funding will fuel more outreach through Habitattitude and AIS Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Point. Those are two effective campaigns that target the aquarium, water garden trade, and the aquaculture industry. The ultimate campaign goals are to promote awareness, protect water resources, and save taxpayers money. Keeping species like zebra mussels out of lakes with drinking water or power-generating facilities can save $30,000 per lake per year, according to a 2007 article published in Environmental Management. According to the Department of Natural Resources, fall colors typically peak between mid-September and early October in the northern third of the state. Adequate rain during the growing season for two consecutive years and recent weather patterns of warm, sunny days and cool evenings, the DNR is predicting an especially vivid display of color across the state in the weeks ahead. But not yet. The DNR has a fall color guide page on its website, and so far, little or no color action can be found along the North Shore. All the state parks along the lake post up-to-date color information. Check it out at www.dnr.state.min.us. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at wtip.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.